from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bruce, there you go, pal. Let the people know you're here.
Hello, boys. Can you hear me? I assume you can.
Yeah, we got you. We got you.
Kerwin to the rescue here.
Kerwin always to the rescue.
I mean, got me a Gatorade Zero and got me a king-size chair.
You were doing AWOD show.
I was.
In the other tent.
Yeah, down in Richmond.
And, they're right there. The show airs in Richmond.
Well, yeah, the show airs in Richmond.
Yes.
That's, of course, what I meant.
Now,
sorry about that.
You were complaining about his tent. What do you think of our tent?
Well, I was saying, A, it's very small, very little ventilation, and there was a lot of bugs flying around. You guys have a bigger tent. Of course, you know, you can flex your muscles and say, damn it, I'm J.P. Finley, and they just give you the king-size tent.
If I may. If I may pause on a number of levels.
Uh-huh.
There's one person in this tent that can flex their muscles and say, I'm so-and-so.
Kerwin.
And it's Brian, not me.
Kerwin.
Oh, I mean, Brian's got his own tent. Like, he's got his VIP tent.
How is the VIP
right
tent
there.
Life? B.
Huh?
How's the VIP tent?
Oh, I'll find out tomorrow.
It's a good tent here.
Yeah. Now you got a good setup.
I want to talk to Mitch about this because I think he had the right answer. Tischler's going to join us at noon.
Oh.
He's here now for those wondering. But there was a lot of consternation about Jaden not getting starter reps 3 days into camp. I thought it was premature. I thought everybody just needed to kind of chill. And relax with those takes. The takes were hot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not all, but there were some hot takes on that topic. Is that over now that Jaden's getting the reps? We'll start with Mr. Altizer. Did you care? Is it over?
It doesn't bother me.
All right, Toby. For God's sakes, you work in radio. Talk into the microphone and turn this thing up.
Toby, he gave it to you and didn't turn it on. That's on JP.
I don't work on comments.
We can't hear you. Chris, you answer those.
He don't work on the comrades.
Right. I'm going to answer the question because I assume you all can hear me. I didn't think, to me, what happened last week and what has continued to a lesser degree into this week did not necessarily surprise me, because Dan Quinn gave us an indication last Tuesday that they were going to do this without spelling it out. I guess what was interesting to me was everybody came into this camp saying, no doubt about it, surefire, no questions asked, Jaden Daniels is the number one guy. And I agree that I should say, you know, everybody, you know, a lot of people in the media, what have you, Jaden was clearly the number one guy and the starter. And that's not the way we've started out camp and a lot of the practices. So it was interesting that Dan and Cliff Kingsbury mixed it up. And I would just say this, we've all been bitching about a lack of competition for 4 years, right? Ron never had one. He always talked about it, never truly had one, and here we're having one, and now we're all bitching about that.
Well, I just think people don't listen.
I don't think that was ever a real competition. I think that was hierarchy. We're going to show the rookie. He's going to come in, and if this was a competition, going back to OTAs since we've been out here, if this is an actual competition, Jaden has been significantly better.
I would agree.
Throughout.
But see, I think the problem is this. We are sitting up here worrying about the word competition.
Right.
You know, and everybody else know, that the second pick in the damn draft is going to be the starter.
Right.
Okay? The man says competition because what he wants to do, he wants him to have to work a little bit for it. Just like what Eckler just said to you about going through the journey. Jaden Daniels is telling you straight up, I don't give a damn if I'm the starter or not. I am not going to stop competing. So I think this thing, to me, Cliff never said he was going to start. Dan never said he was going to start. This is a media thing right here, because nobody else is even discussing that. Fans are always going to be out there in left field. We have to learn to stop talking about stuff that doesn't make a damn bit of difference, because no one said he was going to start. And they throw out there, oh, it's going to be a competition. We know there are certain levels of competitions. Some of them where it's real. Some of them is just we want him to just work for it a little bit more. We don't want to hand it to him, because we've seen people handed it. And then they complain. People complain about the media. We complain about it later and all that stuff. This is something that we got to ignore, those who want to keep talking about it every day.
Well, I'm fine with what they've done. I just want to make that clear. And you're right. Nobody from the organization ever said Jaden is the starter, Mariota's the starter, it's going to be a 50-50. Nobody said anything. It was just a lot of speculation and a lot of fodder, and everybody just assumed Jaden was clearly the number one.
DQ said, maybe it was OTAs, but he said kind of the process is, like, nobody should be surprised. This is basically the same thing they did in OTAs in minicamp, that it started with Mariota and then eventually it became Jaden. I think the timeline was always right. The thing Tischler said that I agreed with was, we can't have any of the song and dance of this. The to me, what is just kind of like performance theater in the competition name, because if it's a competition, Jaden's been blowing him away.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with the performance theater of it. This is the NFL, and there's a dogma to it, and there's like this hierarchy, and you want to show the veteran, and then the rookie comes in. Like, I'm good with all of it. I wouldn't have cared unless we got to next week in the Jets, and they were still, like, by the time they go to New York, it's the Jaden show.
It seems like there's an evolution. Yeah. I don't know about you guys, like, you know, because being out here, I haven't been able to listen to you guys as much. So
it's messed up. I assume you just download the podcast on the Odyssey app.
That's true. I mean, I stay up at night listening to the show. I think the first 2 days, Jaden outplayed Mariota. I think Friday and yesterday, it was more maybe Jaden regressing to the means a little
yesterday
bit more than Mariota elevating.
I was surprised yesterday's practice was kind of as sleepy as it was, considering it was the first day with fans, and that usually gives you a pop.
Yeah, but after
yesterday
a day
was
off,
a sleepy session, I thought.
But after a day off, sometimes that,
yep,
you know, kind of happens. I guess where I'm just getting at is, you know, I don't have any problem with them not naming him the starter, with them not giving him all the number one reps. I know there are people on our stations that believe he should get 100% of the one team reps. I don't have a problem with what they're doing. And maybe that's just coming off of four weird years with Ron. I don't know. But I don't have a problem with what they're doing.
Why are we so concerned about them naming him the starter when nobody wants him to play in preseason?
That's a really good point.
It sounds so damn
That's
stupid
a really
to me.
Good point.
I think this is people that have their own personal reasons to think something. They want to make it into. If the coach and the GM and nobody's saying nothing, why are we even discussing it?
Well, and to Jay,
we got a break. Toby comes back. We're going to continue this conversation. Tischler joins at noon, or maybe we find another microphone. Nobody go anywhere.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.